Hi, this is Dr. Mohammed Saeed, dictating medical report patient. First name is Sharanjit, Sharanjit, last name Randhawa, Randhawa. Date of birth is 03-16-1949, period examination date 09-23-2025, period next time chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with a chief complaint of sore throat and neck pain, period next line subject to colon. Patient stated that sore throat started 5-6 days ago and she was not exposed to any infections or allergies and it progressively got worse, but she is able to swallow food without any difficulty. The patient had low-grade fever without any chills, period. Next line patient also came today for neck pain and she has neck pain in the past. Also, she carried her grocery bag saying 8 pounds. After that, she started having neck pain and the pain level is less than 5. There is no radiation of pain to the upper extremities. The next line, review of system, colon, patient denied, dizziness, comma, headache, comma, cough, comma, sputum production, comma, chest pain, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, or diarrhea, period. Next line, objective, colon, heart examination has normal heart function without any murmur, period. Next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing, period. Next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels not active, period. Next line, HEENT examination reveals minimal redness of the pharynx without any exudates, period. Next line, extremities are unremarkable without any pleurodema. Period. Next line, cervical spine examination reveals tenderness of the soft tissue of the cervical spine and range of movement is limited due to pain. Period. Next patient. Same patient, Sharanjit, last name Randhawa. Date of birth is 03-16-1949. Period examination date is 07-01-2025. Period. Next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today. Received complaint of neck pain. Comma. Fatigue. Comma. Flatulence. And follow-up for hypothyroidism. Period. Next line. Subject to colon. Patient stated that she has a soft tissue pain on the neck and it is recurrent. Patient had similar episode last year and she used diclofenac gel with good relief. Period. This time pain, neck pain level is 4 or 5 and it is relieved after resting. There is no radiation of pain to the upper extremities. Period. Next line, patient has flatulence problem and she had a GI evaluation done last year and after reducing the lactose in the milk, patient started feeling better. This time she has not used any dairy products. However, patient has an appointment with the GI in next 5 to 6 days. Patient denied any diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, or blood in the stools. Period. Next line. Patient also complained of fatigue mostly in the afternoon time, and she sleeps well, and patient denied any snoring. Period. Patient has a history of hypothyroidism, and she has not gained or lost significant weight. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied dizziness, comma, headache, comma, double vision, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, exposure to any infection or allergies, comma, chest pain, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling or tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper or extremities. Period. Next line. Past medical history. Significant for hypertension and she's on amlodipine, 5 milligram tablet, one tablet a day, comma, atenolol, 50 milligram tablet, one tablet daily, along with Entresto, 49/51 milligram tablet, one tablet twice a day, along with low salt diet. Next, my patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and she is on atorvastatin, 20 milligram tablet take one tablet by mouth along with low fat diet. Next, my patient has a history of vitamin D deficiency and she is on vitamin D supplement 50,000 units once a week. Okay, next, my patient has a history of hypothyroidism. She is on levothyroxine 75 microgram once a day. The next time patient has a history of indigestion and heartburn. She is on generic regular 5 milligram tablet, one tablet twice a day as needed, and omeprazole 20 milligram tablet and empty stomach daily, along with bland diet. Next time patient has a history of anxiety disorder, and she is on paroxetine 20 milligram tablet, one tablet per mouth daily. The next time patient has a history of constipation and she's on correction. The patient has a history of irritation of the eye and she's on sustained 0.6% eye drop with one daily period. Next line. Social history patient lives with her son and she never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. She's active but going to increase more exercise. Here, next line. Objective colon. HENT examination is unremarkable. Your next line, neck is supple without thyroid enlargement or lymphoid enlargement. Your next line, heart examination has normal heart sound without any murmur. Your next line, lungs are clear bilateral without any wheezing. Your next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness and there is no distension of the abdomen. Your next line, extremities are unremarkable without any edema. Okay, after tenderness period, patient has mild tenderness of the soft tissue of the cervical spine. The range of movement is limited to pain. There is no radiation of pain. Period. Next patient, same patient, Sharanjit Grandhawa, date of birth is 03-16-1949, period examination date is 03-27-2025. The next time chief complaint colon patient came with a chief complaint of bladder correction, urinary incontinence, comma, neck pain, comma, fall off for hypercholesterolemia and hypothyroidism. Period. Patient also complain of the swelling and pain in both the legs. Next line. Subjective colon patient says that she noted the urine incontinence for past several days and patient did not see any blood in the urine. Next line, patient complained of neck pain on and off and started after she carried a box weighing 8 to 10 pounds and the neck pain is neck pain and the neck pain level is 5 or 6. There is no radiation of pain. Period. Next line. Patient came today as a follow for hypothyroidism and hypercholesterolemia. And she is on levothyroxine 75 microgram once a day. And also atorvastatin, 20 milligram tablet, one tablet daily along with the low fat diet. Here, next line. Patients sometimes have foamy urine, correction, foamy, F-O-A-M-Y, but there is no burning or smell. Here, patient has varicose veins in both the legs and seen by a vein specialist. At this time, patient is using compression stockings in the daytime. Okay, next line. Review of system colon patient. Correction. Review of system chronic patient denied dizziness, comma, headache, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities. Period. Next line. Objective colon. Question: past medical history is significant for anxiety disorder, and she is on alprazolam, 0.5 milligram tablet, one tablet every other day as needed. Next time, patient has a history of hypertension and she is on amlodipine, 5 milligram tablet once a day, along with atenolol, 50 milligram tablet once a day, and Entresto, 49 over 51 milligram tablet, one tablet by mouth twice a day, along with low salt diet. Next time, patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and she is on atorvastatin, 20 milligram tablet, one tablet daily, along with low-fat diet. Period. Next time, patient has a history of vitamin D deficiency and she is on vitamin B12. Patient is on patient has a history of vitamin D deficiency and she is on vitamin D supplement, 50,000 units once a week. The next time, patient has a history of hypothyroidism and she is on levothyroxine, 50 microgram tablet, one tablet daily, along with paroxetine, 20 milligram tablet, one tablet per month daily. Next time, patient has a history of eye irritation. She is on sustained eye drops once a day. Next time, patient is also on Entresto, 49 over 51 milligram tablet, one tablet daily per month. Next line. Social history. The patient is with her son and also grandchildren. Period. Patient never smoked cigarette and drank alcohol. No history of illicit drug use. She is fairly active at home and does daily chores. Next line, objective colon. HEENT examination. Unremarkable. The next one, neck is supple. Without thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. The next line, heart examination. There's novel heart function with all the murmurs. Next line. Lungs have good entry bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and pulse are active. The next line. There is no superpubic tenderness. The next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or pubic edema. There is no CVA tenderness, period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact. Patient is able to ambulate without any assistance, period. Patient has a prominent vein of both the legs and she is using compression stockings in the daytime only, period. Next line. Objective colon. HEENT examination is unremarkable. Penex and neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. And JVP is not raised. Your next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness, edema, or tremors. Your next line. Neurological examination is intact. And patient is ambulatory without any assistance. Your next line. Musculoskeletal examination reveals tenderness of the soft tissue of the cervical spine. And range of movement is unremarkable. Period. Patient. Psychologically, patient appears stable and has normal effect. Period. Next line, had a long discussion with patient regarding treatment plan, and all her questions are answered to her satisfaction. She was able to understand, period. End of discussion.